That's right, our lines are now open for you to interact with us as we talk maximizing your mortgage. Do give us a call on 010500938. You can also WhatsApp us on 0761877 or SMS us on 41348. Now, for many people, buying a home is likely to be the biggest financial commitment they'll make, a commitment that more often than not hinges on a mortgage loan. And while some view paying a monthly mortgage as a bit of a burden, if used properly, it can be transformed into an asset. Dr. Simpiwe Madikizela, Head of Special Projects at FNB Housing Finance, joins us with more on maximizing your mortgage. Good evening, Dr. Madikizela.
Good evening to you, ma'am, and good evening to your listeners. Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, if we can start off with the basics, what exactly is a mortgage loan and how is it structured?
Yes, the mortgage loan is basically what is known as a home loan or a bond. Basically, it's a 20-year product. This is when you are buying a house for yourself, buying a home for the family. So you get a loan from the bank, and then you repay the bank over a period of 20 years. So the bank will then charge you an interest rate, which is calculated based on the credit profile that you have and the risk that the bank sees in you as the way you manage your finances, your financial behavior, how you take care of your accounts. That determines your interest rate.
Before we get into interest rates in a bit more detail, tell us, why are mortgages considered the cheapest form of debt?
Yes, mortgages are the cheapest form of debt because it's a secured lending. The bank has security over the home, unlike unsecured lending. So, and also the mortgage is over a period of time, which is 20 years, which is long term. Mm-hmm. Most other forms of debt are usually shorter, like it can be 12 months, 24 months, 36 months, 5 years, and so on. So, but the mortgage is over a longer period of time, and it's secured lending because behind the loan, there's security, which is the house itself. In the event that you were to default, then the bank would then repossess the house and recover the debt that you would have been owing. So that's why it's the cheapest form of lending, because it's secured lending. And there's an asset backing the lending, yes.
Because it is secured lending, because there's that asset, that's why the interest rates are slightly lower on mortgage loans than on other types of credit. But
yes, and also the other thing is that the house is an investment, so it appreciates in value over a period of time. So if you buy the house now, let's say it's 300,000 as an example, over a number of years, the value of the house increases. So then there's equity in that property. It's an investment, unlike other forms of credit, like the car, for example, whose value depreciates.
Mm-hmm. And given the state of the market right now, what would be considered good rates?
What do we consider good rates?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you see, prime at the moment is 10.25 in terms of the rate. But if the customer is low-risk customer, you can be able to receive a rate which is less than prime, like prime minus 1, for example, or prime minus 1.5, or prime minus 2, which can be the best rate that you can get. But this is based on the conduct of your finances. If you are a customer who pays the accounts on time, and you pay, if you can, even much more than what you are required, and you pay even earlier than you expected to pay. So in that way, then, your payment behavior is good, and you are seen as a customer who's got a low risk, and therefore you can be able to attract a very competitive interest rate, like prime minus, based on the way you conduct your affairs or your financial affairs.
As we heard earlier in the show, we seem to be in a rate-cutting cycle at the moment. So would now be a good time for homeowners to fix their interest rates or to continue with floating rates?
Yes, you see, it's a good time to cut the interest rates, but the market is not very predictable. So basically, you can fix the rate now because other customers, they prefer to know exactly what they are in for in terms of budgeting. So if we talk about paying a house, let's say you're paying 3,000 rand. Other customers, they just need to know that my installment is 3,000 rand. And they don't mind it coming down to 2.8 or even going up to 3,000 and more. But we are expecting the interest rates to be cut. In fact, even the previous MPC, we were expecting the Monetary Policy Committee that was going to cut the rates because it was conducive for the rates to be cut.
Mm-hmm.
because the rand itself was strengthening. And we saw that even the inflation targeting was below the 6% target that the Reserve Bank set itself. But they are quite conservative as well, because there is political instability, and there are also issues which are raised by the rating agents in terms of the political instability in the country, as affected by the upcoming conference by the ruling party, which is now affecting the political stability, given the changes that we've seen in the couple of months, even in terms of the cabinet reshuffle and matters like that.
Now, Dr. Madikizela, how does one actually go about maximizing their mortgage and using a home loan to fund other things?
Yes, like I mentioned, to say the house is an investment. So you buy the house, let's say for 300,000. In a couple of years, this house has appreciated. The value of the house is now 600,000. So it means there's 300,000 equity on that property. So if you were to borrow against the mortgage, let's say, for example, you want to borrow because you want to extend even the very same house. You want to invest back into the property, maybe extend it. Let's say the family has become bigger. You need more rooms and so on. So the nice thing to do then, you can borrow against the house itself using the equity that you've accumulated. Sometimes it may not be extending the house. You might want to take your children to school, to varsity and things like that, which is good because you're investing in human capital, skills development. Then you can borrow against the house. You'll be able to get the funding cheaper because you're going to pay it over a long period of time. And as I've said, that the rates are likely to be much cheaper. It could be prime or prime less. Unlike taking a personal loan, which will be like 22% in some cases, especially unsecured loans. And some of the loans can charge about 17%, which is far higher than the prime rate of 10.25%, or even a rate less than prime, which can be prime minus one. So then your funding is cheaper if you are borrowing against the house, because you've got security. In some cases, if you had paid even more than what you're supposed to, you can do what we call a re-advance. Mm-hmm. You can basically borrow back against the money which you have paid, which is the difference between what you were supposed to pay and the little bit extra that you have paid. So you can also get an advance back from the bank, you see, using the mortgage. That's a cheaper form of funding. Even the pension, by the way, pension-backed loans. Mm-hmm. You know, there's pension-backed loans that you can use for housing. So you can also, pension-backed loans are also very cheap as well. The rate is also usually prime minus. You can get a very good rate. So you can borrow even against your pension. And that's a competitive rate as well. And it's a cheaper form of funding. So these are the ways that we recommend, rather than going for a personal loan, an unsecured loan, which is usually much more expensive. And the reason for that is because it's a short-term loan. You are paying it over a shorter period of time, so the interest rate is high. It's unsecured. There's no asset behind it, the unsecured loan or personal loan. So it's a much more expensive form of funding. We rather recommend that you can actually maximize on your bond, maximize on the property, maximize on the home loan, because it's a secured form of credit. And you pay over a longer period of time.
Dr. Simphiwe Madikizela, that's where we're going to leave things this evening. That's Dr. Simphiwe Madikizela, Head of Special Projects at FNB Housing Finance.